Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Korach, we hear about the terrible rebellion of Korach and Dasan and Aviram and the others against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos tells us that this argument, this fight, is paradigmatic. It is the prototypical negative form of machlokes. However, the Torah tells us in two places that Moshe tried to stop the fighting, to stop the machlokes. In our parsha in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah tells us, "Vayishlach Moshe likro l'dasan v'le'aviram." Moshe sent out to call for Dasan and Aviram to prevent the machlokes. And again, in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Chafei, "Vayakam Moshe vayelech el Dasan v'aviram." Moshe got up and he went himself to Dasan and Aviram again to try and prevent the machlokes. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchak, who died in 1105, says on Pasuk Yud Beis, it's based on the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yudam Ad Aleph, that these overtures by Moshe Rabbeinu teach us something very, very powerful about machlokes. The Gemara says, and Rashi quotes, "Mikan she'ein machzikin b'machlokes." We learn from here that one should not machzikin b'machlokes. One should not hold on to machlokes, to persist in machlokes. One shouldn't perpetuate a fight. We should not continue and maintain a machlokes. We cannot allow a machlokes to take root and to spread. Fighting in and fighting among Klal Yisrael is so dangerous and so dreadful that we must follow in Moshe's footsteps and do everything that we can to eliminate machlokes. And on Pasuk Chaf Hei, the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, who died in 1941, says that Ein Machzikin B'Machlokes means that the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph quotes an opinion which says, Harav Shemachal Al Kvodo Ein Kvodo Machul. There's an opinion in that Gemara which says that a Rav who wants to waive his honor, to forego his kavod, he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to forego his honor because it's not his honor to forego. It's Kavrat Torah. Now that's one opinion in the Gemara there. But the Torah Tamima says that even according to that opinion, a Rav would be allowed to waive or to decline his honor if it would mean that a machlokes would be avoided. Look at what Moshe did. Korach and the others did not just rebel against Moshe. They were really rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And yet we see Moshe reaching out, going out of his way in a very public manner just to avoid machlokes. That is how terrible fights are. All of us at one point or another, chas v'shalom, have found ourselves in a machlokes, even if we were not directly involved. But this week's parsha tells us to what extent we need to work to make sure that machlokes dissipates and disappears, even if it means that we need to demean ourselves a little bit in the process. But what does the language of the Gemara mean, ein machzikin b'machlokes? What does that mean? There is a beautiful idea in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak from Vorka, Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak Kalish, who died in 1848. Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorka was a Talmud of the Chose of Lublin. He was a Talmud of Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. He eventually became the first Hasidic Rebbe of Vorka. It's a town in Poland, about 60 kilometers south of Warsaw. And this idea is found in the Sefer Ohel Yitzchak. It's a compilation of Torah from Rav Yitzchak Mivorka, written by Rav Moshe Menachem Walden. And this idea is found there in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph and also in Simen Kuf Tzadi. Rav Yitzchak Mivorka says that when the Gemara says Ein Machzikin B'Machlokes, it means that you cannot apply the usual halachos and characteristics of a chazaka when it comes to a machlokes. In halachic terms, a chazaka is a halachic assumption. And Rav Yitzchak Mivorka says that when it comes to fighting chas v'shalom, ein machzikin b'machlokes. When it comes to a machlokes, there's no such thing as a chazaka. And Rav Yitzchak Mivorka says that this applies in two ways. First, in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says that when you hear about a machlokes, you can't say, Well, so-and-so, that person over there, is part of that machlokes, and he or she is such a special person that we can assume that that machlokes is worthy and laudable. I'm going to stay out of it. Rav Yitzchak Mivorka says, no, ein machzikim b'machlokes. Don't make assumptions. Don't assume. A machlokes is dreadful, and we have to do whatever we can to dissipate it. There's no such thing as a chazaka when it comes to a machlokas. That's the first thing Rav Yitzchak Mivorka says. And in Siman Kuf Tzadi, he says there's another application of this concept. We know that one of the ways that a chazaka is established is if you do something three times. So if someone were engaged in a machlokas, and they tried to make peace, and they were unsuccessful, and then they tried again and again, if that were to happen, someone might say, that's it, I did my best, I tried, and I tried, and I tried, all to no avail, I'm giving up. If someone were to say that, we say to them, no, ein machzikin b'machlokes. There's no such thing as a chazaka when it comes to a machlokes. You can't just try a few times and give up. We must exert all of our energies to stop machlokes, to preserve shalom in Klal Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone.